Shop the Menards Day Sale for endless savings on appliances for your home. Menards carries the biggest names in appliances. So spin, rinse, and roll your clothes in a washing machine that saves water. Pair it with a GE Energy Star dryer that reduces drying temperature to save energy costs. Not enough? Shop online to find more savings on an even bigger selection. Visit a Menards store today for deals on appliances, decor, paint, and more.
Save big money at Menards.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
Time's running out. The 72-hour sale at Webb Chevy is almost over. Qualify and get 0% financing for 72 months on most new Chevys in stock. Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield on Route 30 or at webbchevyplainfield.com.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
Feel stuck in your old car? The credit specialists at Webb Chevy can get you into a brand new Chevy, even if your credit's not so hot. For details, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield on Route 30 or at webbchevyplainfield.com.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for DraftKings.com. Start this football season by winning $2 million in week one at DraftKings.com. With 1 week fantasy at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the team you want. Just pick your contest, pick your team, and pick up your winnings. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Go to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Chicago to play free for a shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one $10 million millionaire maker. Enter Chicago for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Cubs looking to win their fifth in a row tonight and pick up some ground on the division-leading Cardinals. Manager Joe Maddon stopped by Spiegel & Goff today, and he hit an update on Kyle Schwarber's rehab of that ribcage strain.
It was loud. He looked good. Walked into the batting tunnel, and I just saw him finish his swing, and I heard the contact. So, listen, this guy's been wanting to go since the second day that we've kept him out. He's really, really close to playing. I would not be surprised if he's able to pinch it tonight at least.
You can hear more with Joe Maddon at SpiegelandGoff.com. Jason Hamill faces Michael Wacha tonight in St. Louis for game two of that three-game series. Dexter Fowler gets the night off. Austin Jackson will lead off and play center field. Miguel Montero gets a start behind the plate. Javi Baez is at third base tonight. Chris Bryant in right field. Cubs have also activated Neil Ramirez from the DL and called up Euervis Medina, first pitch tonight at 7:15. Meanwhile, White Sox rookie Carlos Rodon has posted 13 quality starts and a 1.85 ERA in his last five outings. He's hoping to continue that trend tonight as he faces the Indians' Carlos Carrasco at the cell. Adam LaRoche is day-to-day with tendonitis in his knee, so the Sox called up infielder Micah Johnson from AAA Charlotte to help round out the roster. Chris Ranji has pregame tonight at 6:35. And a grand jury that was to convene today in the Patrick Kane rape investigation has been postponed, according to the Buffalo News. Scott Levin of KGRZ in Buffalo says the grand jury has been postponed for a few weeks and that no settlement talks are taking place between the two sides at this time. To the NFL, where the Bears' unofficial depth chart for week one is out. Charles Leno Jr. listed as the Bears' starting right tackle, Kyle Long at right guard. Cornerback Sherrick McManus third on the depth chart behind Alan Ball and Tracy Porter. College football, a new AP poll is out. Ohio State remains at number one. Alabama moves up a spot to number two. Notre Dame moves up two spots to number nine. Boise State and Missouri both jump three places to numbers 20 and 21, respectively. U.S. Open, Venus and Serena Williams face off tonight. Also playing later on this evening is number one men's seed Novak Djokovic. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. September sales event going on now. And hey, football fans, real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is your place to watch all the pro and college games with over 50 high-definition TVs and a Jumbotron. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
NFL columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is the other side of the euphoria in Chicago.
Hub Arkish.
I'd get in the round with Mayweather for 40, 50 grand. I mean, he can't break an egg.
Hey, I'll fight them both the same night for the right price.
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Hub will also fight you if you're driving too slow in the left lane. It's 505 on Chicago Sports Radio.
And Hub Arkish is at Hub Arkish on Twitter. He is ChicagoFootball.com, which means he's also at Shy Football, and he is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. So, Hub, since we last talked, the Bears have a roster. So before we get into the depth chart, we know they've got their 53. They've got their 10-man practice squad. What do you think?
Yeah, honestly, it leaves me a little flat based on where they were at the end of last year, trending in the wrong direction. You knew that Ryan Pace and John Fox were not coming in here on a one-year turnaround or rebuild, that it was going to take a little time. And yet somehow, there's nothing on this new roster that I'm particularly excited about. I think Pernell McPhee has shown some interesting flashes. I was hopeful that Eddie Royal was going to look great as a number three receiver, but now with your first round pick down probably for the year, that's obviously disappointing. And Royal as a number two isn't quite as exciting. Eddie Goldman has looked pretty good. They go into the season with so many serious questions at entire position groups, not just at positions, that it's a little hard to get too excited about the changes that have been made since the end of last season.
It's also, it's such a, I don't know, I only saw a couple games of the preseason, but the way they were used, you didn't really learn much, did you? Did you learn anything in the preseason that you didn't know?
Well, that's kind of the frustrating part, Terry, because some of the things I thought I learned, either I'm dead wrong or John Fox and his staff completely disagree with me. It was pretty obvious to me as the preseason went on that Shea McClellan is not doing well at inside linebacker, and even maybe more disconcertingly that Christian Jones looks kind of lost out there. I thought, based on the way the four preseason games went, Cameron Meredith started hot, but over the course of the four, Rashad Lawrence and Ifeamuhu each made more plays, and yet they like Cameron Meredith. I asked Fox specifically about that yesterday, and he said they liked him both, which doesn't explain why Meredith is on the roster and Amudu's on the practice squad. I think the fact that I thought Jay Cutler had a real nice camp. Now, what does that mean, with what he's surrounded by, if they can't really crank up the passing game? I like the running backs a lot, but when you're not, when defenses aren't threatened by your passing game, it's going to be that much tougher to run the football.
And there was the report today, Jason Cole at Bleacher Report, saying that part of the reason Alshon Jeffrey isn't going to give it a go is because he's concerned about either further injuring himself or the poor performance it could be caused by still nagging calf injury, that now we've got a guy in a contract year who is weighing his options against the team needs.
Dan, I've known Jason a long time, and I think he's a hell of a reporter. That doesn't mean that we're always right. And I think in this one, he's either hearing from the wrong people or however it comes to it. It's just kind of, that's a lot of crap, I think. I just, being around Jeffrey the last couple of years, he's not that kind of guy. He's never been that kind of guy. And he knows he's got to, hey, listen, the flip side of that is if he had to go out and prove he's a number one receiver, he's going to be really disappointed in that contract. So, could he be suggesting that he just wants to make sure he's 100%? Again, we've just never seen seen anything from Jeffrey to suggest that he's that kind of young man, and I just find it hard to put too much stock in that report. In addition to that, because you know we don't have the same sources, obviously, I just haven't heard anything suggesting that.
Yeah, and I don't think there's. I guess inherently, Hub, on your side of it, that really there is nothing to be gained. If you're not 100% and you're trying to play that position, you're just. I mean, it's probably not the right thing to do because if you're not ready, you're not ready. Does that have nothing to do with any paper? You're just not ready.
Well, but the flip side of that, Terry, is if you're not ready, then I got to assume that Fox and Mike Groh and Ryan Pace don't want you out there because you're a building block. I mean, Alshon Jeffrey, if he's not one of the building blocks of their rebuild, then they've got even bigger problems than we thought. So I don't think they're going to push him if he's not ready. But if they think he is ready, I don't see him saying to them, "Oh, I'm not risking my contract," because he can't earn that contract if he doesn't get on the field. So no, you know, don't put him out there as damaged goods. But you know, unless there's a tear, we were told bruised calf. Day to day, it's got to be going on what 3.5-4 weeks now. Yeah. I think you know, and so he's either ready or he's not. I just don't think there's going to be any disagreement between the team and him as to when he's ready.
You know, aside from Bears, just real quickly, what about this NFL season has you revved up? Because the Bears, obviously, it's really hard to get revved up about the Bears. But you are a longtime football guy, and you will punch out Floyd Mayweather and left guys in the left lane, and everything else. What gets you revved up about this football season?
Yeah, let's be clear about something. I don't think I could punch out Floyd Mayweather. I just don't think he could hurt me. You know? So,
all right.
That's the only reason I'm willing to take the money. Okay. I'll take a couple shiners for you know a million if they want to give it to me. You know, guys, the athletic talent, I don't think has ever been greater around the league. There are some really exciting young skilled people on both sides of the ball. The parity has frustrated me for a very long time because what I don't want to see is 29 to 31 teams of mediocrity. But I do think this year, as I look at it, that there's you know 4 or 5 teams in each conference that have a chance to be real good. I think there's going to be some fun turnarounds. You know, one of the teams that really intrigues me is the Vikings, and to see what happens there. The Rams are another team like that. The Buffalo Bills are like that, and Lord knows that you know Rex will make it entertaining, whether they are or not.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think there's going to be plenty of things to have fun with. And listen, guys, I all I can do is give you the analysis as best I can from week to week. I'm not writing off the Bears season yet. I went into training camp during the off season saying, "Hey, this offense could be exciting." Now, you know, maybe some of these players are who we thought they were. Maybe Kevin White does get back by week 12, week 13. Maybe Cutler can play for these guys. You know, maybe they can win a few shootouts. I'm not writing that off yet. I'm concerned.
I kind of am, to be honest.
Well, yeah, he's written it off, Hub.
You may be right, but I'm not ready to yet. I want to see how they transition this offensive line. You know, they can put out whatever depth chart they want. I mean, my Lord, if Kyle Long's not playing right tackle, who are we kidding here? You know, and I think they'll probably plug that spot more likely with Omema. I don't know if it's Omema or Omeme. I had debate with that amongst the guys out at Hellas Hall yesterday, but I think he's likely to be a better fit than Vladimir Dukas. And so if the offensive line is serviceable, I think the offense, you know, eventually, if it gets healthy, can do some things, and it kind of changes the dynamic with everything else. We don't know. You know, you get into the middle of that schedule, and you've got, you know, Kansas City and San Diego and Detroit, and, you know, they could be playoff teams. They could be going in the wrong direction. So you always make the mistake of basing your beliefs on last year's results, and we know the league isn't that way. So I can't be optimistic about what I've seen so far, but I just, knowing the NFL, it's way too early to write anybody off, including the Bears.
Yeah, I hate hanging Doug Buffon's hat on the idea that this is a bizarre, random league with all sorts of unpredictable swings that I would rather have optimism due to having a bunch of really fast guys. And I just think having to hope that things kind of break your way just because isn't true optimism.
No, and Dan, that's kind of where we came in. As I viewed this, whatever change there was going to be this offseason, I guess I hoped there might be a few younger, more prospect-type free agents who brought more speed. I probably, you know, would have felt better if the rookie and undrafted rookie free agent crop had given us a couple kids that we didn't know about that we started jumping up and down by. I mean, some people are talking about John Timu.
I was just going to say, John Timu doesn't float your boat making that choice over Mason Foster.
Well, because I think John Timo may be a pretty good player, and he'll probably play some special teams. But I just didn't see anything against the threes and fours to say there's a big difference there. I was wrong about Foster. I thought coming in that he was a kid who could be a difference maker. I still would like to see him on the roster based on what they kept. But in all fairness, he didn't have a great camp. You know, he didn't appear to have the speed that he had a couple years ago in Tampa. So it's not about any one player. It's just that I had hoped for a little more change in terms of youth speed and athleticism, and we didn't get that. You know, and when I look at Alan Paul and Tracy Porter, I have a hard time getting excited about those free agent acquisitions. And you let Tim Jennings go for them. Again, maybe Jennings is done. He was undersized, but those to me aren't necessarily improvements. Those are change more for change's sake because of how you want to scheme the thing, and I don't think that's going to make a big difference in the ball club.
All right, we will have more with Hub here. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Plenty to go. Hub is our guy. You got Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Cubs playoff push coverage on The Score is presented by Budweiser, official beer of the Chicago Cubs. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. ESPN has a new report out about old allegations, the depth of which we have not seen, in regards to Spygate. Remember when the Patriots were accused of, and apparently did, spy on other teams' signals and potentially go into their locker rooms and take their play sheets by low-level New England Patriot employees. I would love to say that's the reason that they won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. Here's the only problem. The year after Spygate, they were 16-0. Then 11-5 after Tom Brady got hurt. 10-6 his first year back. 14, 13, 12, 12, 12 wins, including, well, a couple of Super Bowl appearances. I'd love to say that this is the reason the Pats were so successful in the past. The problem is their success has not slipped and they've never been caught cheating in the future. So it feels like a really old story. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Talking about the web, boys.
Time's running out. The 72-hour sale at Web Chevy is almost over. Qualify and get 0% financing for 72 months on most new Chevys in stock. Visit Web Chevy in Oaklawn, 95th and Cicero, or at WEBBChevy.com.
The whole town's talking about the web, boys.
Feel stuck in your old car? The credit specialists at Web Chevy can get you into a brand new Chevy, even if your credit's not so hot. For details, visit Web Chevy at 95th and Cicero in Oaklawn, or at WEBBChevy.com.
Hanley here for Draft.